Over Shabbos, the matzah for me was very, very a wonderful matzah coming here. I want to thank you very much for the welcome that you gave me, especially to Mrs. Rosenbaum as well. She left here with a very good feeling of people that came over, thanked her for coming, etc. And it was very, very special. One of the things I mentioned then was the idea of the why we use honey, dvash, of devorim instead of dvash tamarim to dip our bread or dip the apple. Why, if you're going to use honey, let it be eretz zavas chalav udvash. Let it be the dvash of date honey, not of bee honey. And we mentioned the idea that when a person is collecting bee honey, often he gets stung. And that's the way it is too. Getting stung sometime, the struggles that a person has in doing mitzvahs. But that's not what I want to talk about just for a second. And that is, I thought about it on the way home, that you already got stung, and it's going to be very sweet. Going thousands of miles away from home, leaving family, friends, community, it's not simple. It's not simple. And that's the type of sting that starts off. And I guess that we see kedah. Because the truth is this. Yes, there's a sting. Yes, there's whatever it is. For each person is different. But the fact is, Baruch Hashem, it becomes sweet and it's worthwhile. I remember myself, I draw from period to some time, going away to Ner Yisrael. And that was at high school starting off. I remained there for 12 years. But don't get nervous. I was there for 12 years. I was in the dormitory for 10 of those 12 years. If you can imagine being in a dormitory for 10 years. But anyway, the fact is that I remember how interesting it was for me to beginning to be away from home. And although you're older, but still, being away from home is being away from home. You've attached yourself to a star. The star is Limud HaTorah, Baruch Hashem. Keeping three Siddurim, especially for people who haven't kept three Siddurim before, not simple, not simple. But when we persevere, Baruch Hashem, each day becomes easier. Sometimes there's a setback, okay, but each day becomes easier along the way. To me, to others, you are a Kiddush Hashem. Persons, where did you come from? The United States, Canada, here, there, England, wherever it may be. But the fact is, what's he here for? Lechol mipiryo v'lisbo mituva? Did you come here for falafel and lafa? You can get that in the five towns. You can get that in Baltimore. You can get it in, Borough Park, wherever it is. It's there. You didn't come here for that. You came here for Limud HaTorah. And let me share an idea. A shaila came before Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who is one of the Gedolei Hador that you'll him Yetzer Hashem have opportunity to see him in Bnei Brak. The son of the Stipler Rav, who has mamash, is an Adam Miyuchad, one of the Gedolei Hador. So the Shilat came, which gives us an appreciation, a better appreciation perhaps, to reinforce what we are doing here. It's like, work this way. There was a soldier, young man who started to become frum through Lev Lachim. He is in the military. He was in like a medical unit that his avoda in the unit had to do with pikuach nefesh. Besides the regular stuff that any soldier does on base, but he was involved in pikuach nefesh. And he became very involved there. Soldiers don't stay on base the whole time. When there's war, there's war. But other times, he's on base. And what happened is this. His base had this type of setup. You could be there from Thursday afternoon through Saturday night. Thursday afternoon, that's 2.5 days. Hear it well, you have to keep cup to this. It's not a big deal, but you do. 2.5 days, that's one thing. So he's there. Thursday afternoon to Saturday night. Or you can be there from Sunday through Thursday afternoon. 4.5 days. What's the idea? If you go for 2.5 days for the weekend, it means you give up your weekend. So therefore they say like this, you give up your weekend, and therefore we'll give you a longer period off base. A person who says, no, I don't want to give up the weekend, fine. So therefore you go on base for 4.5 days. So the idea is like this. His shaila that we brought was, he wanted to learn Torah. The place for him to learn Torah was in the yeshiva with Lev Liachim. That's where the best place was, and he could shtai. And he wanted to shtai. That was it. Nafshi choshki b'tayrin. So he figured, maybe I'd be able, yeah, his was shaila that came first to the Rav from Lev Liachim. Maybe I could stay from Sunday through Thursday afternoon learning, and I'll go on base. And the only problem is I have to go on Shabbos if I go on base. And therefore, they will allow me to be away for 4.5 days, and I will be on base for Shabbos too. What's the problem? Of course, Chilul Shabbos. But what's the Shaila? The Chilul Shabbos that he would do would be involved in Pikuach Nefesh. Of course it can't be Mechalo, the regular things. No, whatever's on base is on base. Shabbos is Shabbos. When would he have to be Mechalo Shabbos? If, let's say, they brought in someone in a helicopter who had a medical issue or some other medical issue. So he'd have to do whatever has to be done. But that would be the Shaila. Am I allowed to put myself into a situation on Shabbos and then get 4.5 days off where I could shtag in Limud HaTorah? So the Rav said it's totally in the shaila of whether or not the pikuach nefesh, which is doiche Shabbos, is it hutra or is it dechuya? What does that mean? Hutra means that it's mutter. That as far as you're concerned, if a case comes in and you have to be mechal or Shabbos to save someone's life, the isser is not an isser. It's 100% heter. And therefore, it's not a shaila. It's mutter for you. Fine. If that be the case, he was allowed to go on Shabbos too, go for 2.5 days, including Shabbos, to be off for 4.5 days and learn Torah. If it's Dechuya, said the Rav, it would be a different situation. What's the different situation if it's Dechuya? Dechuya means that it's pushed off. In other words, I now have to help a person. I'm going to have to Mechalel Shabbos. Oi, there is an Isher Chilul Shabbos, but the fact is, I'm saving his life. That pushes away the isher. The isher is there, but it's pushed away, so I'm not doing anything wrong. There, the shaila would be, said the Rav, why put yourself in a situation like that? Why have to get yourself into where you have to be doicha the isher? The isher is there. First way, no isher. Second way, there is an isher, but you're pushing it away. The sum total is, when he helps the person, it's okay. But the shaila is, do I put myself in such a situation, l'chadchila? That was the Rav discussed it. They went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky to get a final psak. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that it's not totally in Duchuya and it's not totally in Hutra. It's mutter. It's mutter. Because his time is like this. Here you have a guy who, Nafsho Choshke B'Torah, he's serious about his learning. That's the most important thing for him. He's involved 24-7 as much as he can, besides all that he has to do in order to keep his body going, to learn, because he feels Torah so important to him. His learning is a Hagona. It is a Pikuach Nefesh for the rest of the Jewish people. See, he said that. So the Shaila, he said, to me, the Shaila is, you are doing that for the Jewish people. You're saving lives with your Torah. And therefore, go on base. And if you have to be Mechalel Shabbos, be Mechalel Shabbos. It's not Duchuya, even if it's Duchuya. Even if within the discussion that it's really the issue is there, but we're pushing it away. And normally you'd say, why put yourself in that position in the first place? Your learning is a Hagona, is a shield for the Jewish people. Get in there and do what has to be done. Psak halacha from Reb Chaim Kanievsky in this particular situation. So he, Reb Chaim, brought a raya from a Maaser Shehoya with the Chafetz Chaim, and he said in Radin there was had a new hospital, and their ashirim were called together, the wealthy, to be able to donate hospital beds. So they're sitting around, X number of people, and they raised enough money to buy 20 beds. And and the habet, and you have the yeshirim, the person would buy 2 beds, 3 beds, whatever it is. And while they're sitting there, in walks a person from the Torah community, a Talmud Chacham from the Torah community. And one of the yeshirim gets up as if in a joke, and he says, "How many beds are you going to donate?" So the Chafetz Chaim stood up, right there. And he said he donates 50 beds. 50 beds. They only collected money at that point, 20 beds. 50 beds. They said, what's the Hezbollah? How can this fellow, who certainly is not an usher in any way, how can he collect, bring enough for 50 beds? So the Chofetz Chaim said, his and their others, the others who are learning Torah, their Torah learning makes it so that people don't have to go to the hospital. They keep 50 beds empty. So therefore, he's donating 50 beds. That's the Chofetz Chaim. Therefore, Reb Chaim said, that's the idea over here. The Pikuach Nefesh of, you know, his learning is an Indian of Pikuach Nefesh for all the other people there. And you see it well. Here is the Pasuk that we say every Friday, every Thursday, Yom Chamishi. There's a Pasuk in Tillim, and in Hayom Yom, it says, Lu Ami Shameili, if only my people would listen to me. Yisrael, Bidracha Yehalechu, Jewish people, in my way you would go. Kimat Oyveihem Achmiya, in a moment, I would subdue your enemies. Va'al Tzareihem Oshiv L'yadi, and on their oppressors, I would put my arm. When Hashem puts his arm, that's the arm. So the fact is that this is what a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, and it comes from our Torah learning. Where do you see from Chumash? Where do you see from Chumash that a individual people make a difference like that? Certainly in Sodom. Sure. Here you see, can we find 10 people? We can't find 10. If we had found 50 people, if we had found 10 people, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu was going to be part of them, even less than that number, the whole city would have been saved. Thousands of people would have been saved. Instead, then a hapachu, just over and it went. You see, the koach, in those days, it was not Torah, but he had tzaddikim. And therefore, that would have made the difference there. And it makes a difference as to what happens. Can you imagine our Torah learning, what we do, if people realized, you know, it says like, you know, if the goyim had realized what the Beis HaMikdash did for them, that they brought karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Non-Jews brought karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash too. If they realized what the Beis HaMikdash meant to them, they never would allow the Romans to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Babylonians before would never destroy it. But the Jews are the karbonis for everybody. It makes a different world. They didn't. They destroyed. But Torah learning makes a difference. It is the gasoline to the engine. It is more emesis, as Reb Leibowitz once said. Baruch Ber Leibowitz once said, Torah is not oxygen. It's not oxygen. And the truth is, it's not gasoline either. It's not oxygen. It is life itself. Ki chayenu v'aruch yameinu. This is life. And we are attaching ourselves to life. It is interesting. Mazel. Mem Zayin Lamed. Mem is makom. Think of it. Mem is makom. Zayin, zman. Lamed, limud hatorah. You think of it. We are in the right place, the right makom, at the right time. And certainly for being able to learn Torah, for sure. You know, in our yeshiva, I remember when I first came and had the opportunity to hear the Rosh Yeshiva speak to the Rebbeim about his vision of the yeshiva and the respect that he had in his discussion of the Talmidim, for the Talmidim, and for what we're giving over to the Talmidim. And I said to myself, this is a place, you know, if I stay here, that was 5 years ago, that, you know, this literally looks like a place, you know. It's the real thing, so to speak. I'm from Atlanta, where we have, you know, Atlanta's Coke, the real thing, but this is the real thing. This is really the real thing. You look around the Beis Medrash, Thursday. Beis Medrash, do you hear that Thursday? Look around. The place knocked. We just came in Thursday. And I said to Rosh Shiva, look, now I understand. I understood well that many of the guys didn't even have chavrusas. And everybody said, I'm jet lagged, really jet lagged. And everything like this, like the seat. You know, the guy with some of them didn't, you know, some of you may not even have remembered sitting in the seat. But the fact is, if you looked around, the Beis Medrash knocked during that time. Today, you look around, it's a Beis Medrash that knocks. Of people in whatever level, in whatever amount we're doing, we want to be able, Baruch Hashem, to be able to learn Torah. This is the place that a person can acquire a lifelong desire and ability to learn. Many of us are here because I want to learn how to learn. I want to develop a desire to learn. This is a place that it can be. It's a place that a person can sharpen skills and a place that a person can be ignited. It's not all about learning. But it's a place where you're associating in Shir with the Avreichim, with the Rosh Hashiva, with people who walk the talk. It's not like, you know, it sounds so good, this is what you get across to them and all that, then go home and whatever it is. The people who you associate with are the real thing in that sense. This is a yeshiva that moves quickly. Think from the time we got here, barbecue Thursday night, tunnel tour Friday afternoon for the first year. Mava Malka, it moves and moves, you know. It's all in the framework of Limudat Torah. There are three types of people, they say. There are those people who say, what's going to happen? There are another group of people who say, what's happening? And another group of people who say, what happened? In this place, you have to really stay alert. You know, I say, look at that sign. It took me a while to hop that the outside, that a lot of things happen even outside the bulletin board there. But it's worthwhile to really stay alert because you don't want to be the third group. What happened? You have to stay with it. If you stay in the program, you'll know what happened. I want to share a different idea. It has nothing to do with this, but it has everything to do with this. Rav Miller, I'm a Talmud of Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Talmud, through having the opportunity to sit in on some of his shiurim, to have a chance to have some conversations with him, to have certainly the plethora of tapes that exist to be able to use them as such. And he is a person who emphasized, use your environment to work on your Avodas Hashem. You pass you pass the kitchen, even if you're not even eating. You look inside, and you have all the different vegetables that are piled up, all different colors. Paseches yadecha, u'masbilecho chai ratzon. You pass a fruit stand, you go into a supermarket, fruit, vegetables, all those different colors. You open your hand, you sustain all living things, from the ant to the whale. That's the way it works. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything. And the world reminds us of these things. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, he has a pirush on Chovas Halvavos. Chovas Halvavos, the Shahar HaBechina goes through all of this, looking at the world around us to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world bespeaks a creator. A suit bespeaks a tailor. A stender bespeaks a carpenter. A bima does as well. Plan and purpose, rhyme and word, and rhyme and reason. It's all here within the world. And this is, he looked around, he says, you could see all this, and it strengthens our Avodas Hashem. This becomes a very personal thing. You'll understand in a minute what I mean is about personal, very personal thing. Because what resonates with me may resonate with you, may not. Today, I was at the light rail coming here in the morning. How many guys have been on the light rail already? From the new ones, how many has to be? Okay, you get on the light rail, fine, good, light rail. So fine. What happens as I'm standing there, and this resonated to me. The bell, you start hearing the bell. It's close, you hear the bell that's on the light rail. Signal is coming. In my head, remember again, my head, I think, oh, this is like the chauffeur, Elul, getting ready. People scampered out of the way. Some people got ready, took out their cards to present their tickets. Other people got off the tracks. Whatever it is, it's coming. To me, it was a reminder that just like this is, the reminder for the Skidila rail, so too you have the same thing with the light rails have chauffeur. You hear the chauffeur? Elul is coming. A Kaddish Baruch Hu never goes ahead. And all of a sudden, I'm there. He doesn't come just like that. He gives us the opportunity to prepare as such. You look at a bird. The bird's always flapping his wings. A reminder, you always have to be moving. On the move. The ladder is a reminder you don't stay stationary. Up and down. Nobody just sits in one rung. Similarly, life is that way. Avodas Hashem is that way. The bird, you have to always flap. Otherwise, boing goes. You'll know that on Rosh Hashanah, some people make challahs in the form of a ladder. I've never seen it, but I've heard that it is. So, and a ladder, some people make it in the form of a bird on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows the round challahs and all that, but the idea is a reminder that this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects, he wants from the world as such. I recall that in Atlanta, Georgia, the Strupker Rebbe's son came to visit our community, and he told us that his father, and I checked it out independently later as well, that his father, the original Strupper, when he came from Europe to Eretz Israel, he bought a house. And his Hasidim asked him, why did you buy this house? Because you want to always see, what did the Rebbe do? There's always purpose and reason why he's doing something. So he said, there are 26 steps. There are 26 steps in this, leading up to the house. When I walk up and down the steps, I think of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now listen, this is him. Another person says, 26 steps. I don't want to get 26 steps. And I want a house with 5 steps, 10 steps, a month. Well, if he has 10 steps, that's not bad. You can think of that as Seres Adibris. 5 steps, Hamisha Fum Shatara. I mean, it could be for everything. But the fact is, 26 is Yud Gei Vav Kei. That's what he wanted in all this. For me, it made a difference because we moved into a new building in Atlanta. Was a Christian, the Master's Christian Academy. Master's Christian Academy changed over and it became Torah Day School, of which I was associated with. And it had, interestingly enough, we tore the whole place down except for part of the gym. I kept the gym. It was a beautiful gym. And the staircase leading to it. How many steps do you think were on that staircase? You're right. How did you know? So therefore, we planned this before. The fact is that this is, to us it was a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there orchestrating the fact that we would have such a thing that there would be. There's more. You take, for example, what can you learn from a light post? You have a lamppost. A lamppost outside. I remember hearing something, I don't remember clearly from whom I heard it, but you think of it, you try it yourself. The farther that a person walks away from a lamppost, what happens to his shadow? The bigger the shadow is. The closer he stays to the lamppost, the shadow becomes that much more diminished. Said, whoever the person was, a person can use this as a reminder that when a person goes, the farther a person goes away from his yeshiva, from a godel, from a makom Torah, the bigger often he is his ego and the way he feels about himself. He very, very often has to be careful he doesn't become his own posik. He becomes his own this because he doesn't have anashim gedolim to be close to them to be able to see the difference between himself and the others. But if he would, the closer he is to mamish, the godless, to the light itself, the less he can think of himself and the more receptive he is to learn and be able to, to continue on in Torah mitzvahs in the proper way. As I mentioned on Friday night, we have a huge amount of gratitude to our parents for sending us here. And I would say to all of us that it's kedai every week to keep in touch with parents, bichlal, and to give them the appreciation of giving you such an opportunity that, most people don't have as such, to be able to have opportunity to be in a real makom Torah. An appreciation to the Rosh Hashiva for being Meiser Nefesh, for a real makom Torah. And Yitzhak Hashem, we all grow, especially in the month of Elul, which indeed, as I once mentioned here, this month is the most dangerous month. This in Yerushalayim is a very dangerous place. This is the most, but not because of Arabs or anything like that. This is the time that the Yetzer Hara really tries to go to do a job. And where is he going to be do the job with the most gusto? And he tries the most intensive It's in the place where the most kedusha is. There has to be that way in order for there to be a balance for a person's bechira. So the month of Elul, especially as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, in Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but Yerushalayim, that is the most challenging place to be. But Baruch Hashem, with what we have here, we'll overcome the challenge and we'll be able to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time that we say, La Pesach Chatas Roveitz, Ve'ilecha Chukoso, just remember the last part of that Pesach. Ha'la Pesach Chatas Roveitz. Sin and the opportunity to sin stays by the door. The door could be the door over there, or it could be the door of our ears, the door of our eyes, the door of our nostrils, the door of our mouths. It could be many, many doors where the opportunity for sin is. Fine. Averis. It stay there. They lechet shukasa, and it wants you. It's looking to kill you if it could spiritually and finish you off. But remember the last part. Vatotim shalom. We can overcome it. We can overcome it. We shall overcome it. And that's the way it'll be. Have a good evening. Baruch.